What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on BAM User TV, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who joins us on Fridays with her unique perspective on the world. And what is the first thing you want to share with us?
Well, Mike, I know that you talked to our audience about the teacher who went off on the rant about the election of Donald Trump as being an act of terrorism. It gets worse. Apparently, the kid who filmed this with his camera phone is now being threatened with legal action and expulsion.
Oh, you don't expose the liberals. He's now part of the fake news. He's a Russian agent.
Yeah, he's
a Russian agent. Take him out and have him shot.
And what he said, and he was quoted as saying, this isn't education, this is propaganda. Now, because both of us are very strongly First Amendment people, I have no problem whatsoever with this lady sharing her opinion, no matter how unglued it may be from reality.
Well, let's look at the context. Yeah. I have no problem with this professor saying that the election was an act of terror on her own time.
That's
as a
exactly
private
right.
citizen.
Yeah.
No, but she was in class.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when I taught at the University of Hawaii, mm-hmm. I never brought politics into the classroom. I was there to teach computer mm-hmm. animation, and that's all we ever talked about. That's what I was being paid to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now maybe if this lady is being paid to propagandize the children against Donald Trump, that's another whole scandal right there.
Yeah.
Okay, we all have a right to our opinions, but only in a public space or the privacy of our own home.
Mm-hmm.
When you are at your workplace, when you're at school, you're supposed to be doing the job you're paid to do, and I seriously don't think the administrators of this school are going to stand up and say, yes, we were paying her to teach the students that the election of 2016 was an act of terror.
Yeah, and I hope if, in fact, the school does attempt to withdraw the student, that he finds the best First Amendment pro bono attorney in this country. And just kind of will not let that stand, because this to me was an abuse of her power in the extreme.
Well, it was very inappropriate for her to bring her politics into the classroom. I would encourage this student to contact Judicial Watch, who may not have standing to operate in California,
mm-hmm.
But certainly would know somebody in California who would take that on. In fact, I have a name that just occurred to me.
Yes,
I
know that name.
If we can get in touch with this guy, I'm going to connect them up.
Okay. All right. I think that would be very good.
I think that would be a really good thing to do.
And very interestingly, I want to bop over to the U.S. military. Apparently, the U.S. Navy is refusing Pentagon orders to budget cuts for spending cuts. And Congress has passed the 2017 military spending bill. However, the Navy says that they are not going to do any cuts whatsoever. Ray Mabus.
What are they going to do? Sail a battleship up the Potomac and train the guns on the Congress and say, give us the money?
Yeah, and he says these cuts are intolerable. And I think that what President-elect Trump has to do is to crack down on fraud with weapons, ships, and fighter jets, which do not perform as they're supposed to. Remember the littoral ships, which were supposed to be the crown, and they're breaking down left, right, upside down, and backwards.
Zumwalt broke down here, the F-35, the Gerald Ford. I mean, it really has become a joke.
Yeah.
But I think Trump, and in fact, indeed, the entire Congress, when you're seeing the Navy stand up and say, no, you will give us the money we tell you to give. It does feel like the entire government is starting to fracture and fragment the way the Soviet Union did.
Yeah. Now, what I would suggest to President-elect Trump is that in all of these contracts for weapons systems, planes, ships, weaponry of any kind, there should be a rider that if these items fail, the contractor will fix it at their own expense.
No, they never get that.
They should.
I mean, the entire military procurement system is completely corrupt. And Eisenhower did try and warn us about the dangers of allowing this huge military-industrial complex to continue after the conclusion of World War II, because it would acquire so much money and so much political influence that they would basically write the laws for themselves. And we're seeing it in this declaration by the U.S. Navy mm-hmm. that they are going to defy the will of Congress and sit there and demand more money. Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was swallowing. And the other thing I was thinking about, and I think this would definitely have an effect, is that if systems fail, the heads of corporations and the boards of those corporations do hard jail time.
Well, unfortunately, corporate law says that the corporate executives are shielded from any kind of a downturn, from accident, market fortunes, and so forth. The only time you can jail them is if you are able to prove criminal intent and wrongdoing. But in this day and age, especially looking at Wall Street, even with these bankers being hauled into court mm-hmm. for criminal wrongdoing, they're never sent to jail. You know, they just get more taxpayer money to go back to doing what they're doing. We're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're in hour number three, and the lovely Lady Claire is with us once again. We're talking about Pentagon waste, and we're talking about how the U.S. Navy is literally saying they refuse to accept the budget cuts in the current defense appropriations bill, which raises this ludicrous image of the Navy sailing a warship up the Potomac and, you know, holding up Congress, saying, give us the money that we want.
Yeah, it's getting really strange out there. And the Pentagon did something I thought was rather interesting this last week. Absolutely no evidence, but the Pentagon tried to convince Turkey that Iran had killed their troops in an attack in late November. Now, ISIS was quick to take credit for the bombing, so it wasn't clear why Turkey needed a solid week to concede that their initial claim of the airstrike was wrong. The Pentagon, however, is trying to sell Turkey on the idea that everyone is wrong, and Iran attacked them for no apparent reason. And there were unnamed Pentagon officials who were sourced in the Turkish press, and they offered no reason for Iranian involvement, but noted that the site of the attack, which was apparently an ISIS suicide attack, was close to some places where Shiite militias are located. And since Iran is a Shiite state, it might have been Iran. Hello.
Well, I mean, that is a very flimsy line of reasoning. But again, remember, Wesley Clark blew the whistle that the real U.S. military agenda was conquering all of the resource-rich areas of the Middle East and shackled their oil to the U.S. dollar, mm-hmm. Ending with Iran in 2008. Obviously,
yep.
We're 8 years overdue.
Yeah.
we're on the verge of losing Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Afghanistan and Iraq are quagmires. Yemen and Libya are turning into quagmires.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still out there holding out. We're going to get into Iran. We're going to go and war is beautiful. War is great. War is fun.
Yeah.
You know.
And what really concerns me is apparently in the 21st century, the American Pentagon has become a fact-challenged, conspiratorial false narrator, attempting to anger Turkey against Iran when there is no shred of evidence to support the claims. And if American Pentagon officials were talked to, I want them named. I want them on the record.
Oh, you never get the names.
I want the names.
You know, one of the hallmarks of mm-hmm. the corporate media, the so-called real news, the rotten, egotistical, arrogant liars.
Yes.
It's always an anonymous, unnamed source, but it was a government source. Therefore, you should believe them. Actually, no. If they're a government source, we should assume that they're lying to us again. And this Pentagon piece of propaganda may be in response to the clear signs that Turkey is pivoting away from Europe and the United States and NATO, and it is, in fact, moving closer to Russia, China, and Iran.
Which would make sense for it, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Speaking of Iran, there was an event this last week that needs to be noticed. There was a meeting of the cabal united against a nuclear Iran, UANI, I guess is the acronym, and packed with a bunch of people who are war hawks and neocons. And the event was headlined by none other than Representative Ileana Ross Lettington, Republican Floridan from Florida, and Joe Lieberman saw calls to restore coercion against Iran, with several figures advocating that the U.S. accept the limits not accept the limits of sanctions alone by sinking Iranian naval vessels in the Persian Gulf.
What they're basically talking about is we don't care if Iran is keeping all of its P5+1commitments. Uh-huh. We want a war with Iran. We've worked for it. We deserve it. And nobody's going to stop us. And yeah, when they're out there talking about just arbitrarily, without provocation, attacking the warships of another nation, you know, that is basically an undeclared war and a war crime. But I made this observation back on Election Day when Trump won, and I said those elements within our government and economy that are dependent on war are going to try and start one before Trump can take office and pull the plug on it. Where that may fail, of course, is that Donald Trump, being from the world of business, is probably a little less concerned with his place in history than career politicians who go to sleep every night dreaming of their face on postage stamps and currency and statues being built to them so that all the pigeons of the world may rejoice. Trump does have an ego. We've seen that in the architecture of his hotels and everything. But Trump, I think, could go into that Oval Office, pick up the phone, call Russia and China and everybody else and say, you know, this is nonsense. This is really stupid. Let's find a way to call this all off and pull the plug here. And Trump has to understand, if he's got good advice coming from the military, he has to understand the U.S. can't win these wars. And the big problem is that the primary driving force behind the war agenda are the banks, because they make more money off of the debt created by war than anything else. And the longer the war goes on, the more money they make. And because they make money off of both sides, they don't care which side wins or loses. That's the real crime of it. They're making money off of both sides. They don't care if the United States is destroyed in a war with Russia and China, because the money is still going to pour on in from all the debt slaves.
And I do have another observation and another angle on this. Israel has been long demanding some kind of U.S. attack against Iran, even to the point of threatening to do it themselves, which will probably inevitably lead to war against both Iran and Russia. And apparently there was an article last August, Israeli speculation over Iran strike reaches fever pitch. And I have to wonder, Mike, if that huge $38 billion military aid package to Israel was the secret component of a quid pro quo for Israel not attacking Iran.
Oh, that wouldn't be the first time that Israel's played that game. We've seen it over and over throughout the years. We're going to attack Iran. No, don't attack Iran. Here's some money. All right, we're going to attack Iran. Here's some more money. Don't attack Iran. We're going to attack Iran. No, here's some more money.
Yeah.
And it's just
a pattern.
Yeah, it's a pattern.
Yeah.
It's a repeating pattern. We've seen it time and time again.
And the Israeli firsters are not giving up on this. And this call to restore coercion against Iran, from my perspective, is nothing less than total and complete insanity. I am sorry, but these folks have collectively lost their reality licenses to be advocating such reckless U.S. military actions, and they need to be gently housed in soft, locked facilities.
With Play-Doh.
With Play-Doh.
To deal with their...
And soft toys preventing any choking hazards.
Absolutely.
The P5 plus one may be many things, and it's not perfect, but going to war against Iran right after Trump is inaugurated is one of the most idiotic things I think I've heard in the last
goal
month.
There is to try and go to war against Iran before Trump is inaugurated.
Yeah.
The goal is to get into a shooting war with Russia before Trump gets inaugurated. Because Trump is already out there talking about normalizing relations with Russia, and Putin's already on board with that. Now Trump is talking about we need to be closer to China and let's go back to being friends there. And this is a big threat to the current establishment, which doesn't know how to manufacture, doesn't care about the fact that nobody around the world can eat any American agriculture without getting sick from it.
Yep.
They just want a war to force the rest of the world to go on propping up the United States like the failed Roman-style imperium it has become.
Right. And the other thing that the U.S. government has forgotten how to do is good faith negotiations rather than war.
Well, again, going back to the P5 plus one, right now the entire world understands that if the U.S. government makes you a promise, if they sign a treaty, it's completely and utterly worthless.
Yeah.
The United States government has no credibility, not just with the American people, but with other governments around the world. In fact, I think it was not too long ago, somebody in Russia was saying it's impossible to figure out what the U.S. government is doing because nothing they say can be relied on.
Yeah. And it was interesting. Speaking about the U.S., apparently there is optimism on the economy and this huge stock surge. There was a survey, and the election of Donald Trump has brought with it a surge of optimism in the United States over the economy and stocks not seen in years. And there was a percentage of Americans who believe the economy will get better next year, and it's jumped an unprecedented 17 points to 42%, which is, I think very significant.
Well, it's good that they're more optimistic. Mm-hmm. But the problem with the soaring stock market is the stock market all by itself doesn't mean the economy is getting any better. Mm-hmm. We still have 95 million legal American citizens,
right,
willing and able to work that have not been able to find jobs for years. The economy has to be picked up as a whole, not just instant money from the Federal Reserve poured into Wall Street to run those numbers up and make them look good. Because we're seeing the stock market itself is now becoming another bubble, waiting for a needle to come in and burst it. Right now, though, a lot of the propaganda we're getting from the corporate media is that the economy is recovering. It's doing wonderful. Look at the stock market. The unemployment is down to 4.6%. They're trying to create this idea that Donald Trump is inheriting a perfectly working operational economy because when it does collapse on his term, they're going to dump the blame for it all on him. Just like they did with Herbert Hoover back in the 1930s.
Right, right. And I really think, Mike, if the American people give Trump half a chance, they're going to find him infinitely more centrist and infinitely less of a warmonger than Hillary Clinton would ever have been.
Well, Donald Trump is already out there saying that under his administration, this policy of covertly or overtly toppling foreign governments is going to stop because it really is a failed policy. We didn't get to Iran in 2008. We're stuck in these quagmires in Afghanistan and Iraq. The entire Middle East, on whose oil we are dependent, hates our guts. And it is time for a major, major change in that attitude. Now, I want to say again, Donald Trump is not going to be able to accomplish anything all by himself. Yes, he's got power and authority as the president, but he's facing an obstructionist Congress. And we didn't get rid of enough of those old incumbents, the Israel firsters and whatnot, which proves election fraud is not confined to the presidential election.
Right.
Donald Trump is going to office with the corporate media in a very adversarial position. And if Trump is going to succeed in accomplishing anything useful in this country, it's going to be only if we, the American people, are behind him and supporting him. And when Donald Trump says this must change, 300 million Americans need to stand up and say, yes, we agree. Change this the way Trump says.
Mm-hmm. I agree, absolutely. And I think the Democrats are going to do everything that they can to absolutely stymie and stop his first 100 days.
They've announced it. They're going to drag out the confirmation proceedings. Yeah. The Democrats are already saying whatever Trump is for, we're automatically against. They're not even going to consider the merits of the law. And again, they're all behaving like a bunch of spoiled children. They're thinking about ego and payback and gotchas. And what is good for the nation as a whole doesn't even occur to them anymore. Whether they're just so focused on whoever their masters are and their supporters are, or slavery to Israel, or maybe they're all just taking way too many prescription antidepressants, but they're not really thinking in terms of any other interests than their own immediate ones, and that is certainly a tremendous, tremendous danger. And with this idea of standing shoulder to shoulder, Donald Trump, I'm thinking of reviving a website I started many, many years ago called Vine.org. And Vine was sort of a play on the idea of a grassroots movement, and it stood for Voting Is Not Enough. And the whole point was to say our involvement in the political process does not end on election day. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Claire, what is your next story?
Well, it's a very sad day of remembrance as we remember the very courageous journalist, Gary Webb, who did something that was absolutely amazing. He died under some very mysterious circumstances. Amid the mainstream media's current self-righteous frenzy against fake news, it is worth recalling how the big newspapers destroyed Gary Webb, an honest journalist who exposed some very hard truths about Reagan's administration's collaboration with Nicaraguan Contra cocaine traffickers. Webb's reward for reviving that important scandal in 1996 and getting the CIA's inspector general to issue what amounted to an institutional confession in 98 was to have the New York Times, the Washington Post, and LA Times lobby for and essentially get his banishment from journalism.
Now, you need to understand this whole Contra cocaine situation is the wellspring from which the Bush Clinton narcocracy duopoly sprang.
Yeah.
And it began in the mid-1980s when the CIA was running what was called Operation Screw Worm to smuggle guns down to Nicaragua to arm the Contras. And because this was illegal for them to do, They couldn't go to Congress for the money, so they funded it by bringing cocaine back along the smuggling pipeline into the United States to sell to your children. And the northern end of that pipeline was in Arkansas under then Governor Bill Clinton. And everybody involved was making money hand over fist, made enough money to mount, you know, major political campaigns and begin these careers of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a replay of the corruption that was seen during Prohibition.
Yeah.
When those who were selling alcohol, the bootleggers, the rum runners, literally bought their way to the highest levels of the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing has been replaying for the last 30 years, only it's not alcohol, it's opium and heroin, and it's being sold to your kids. And that's where the Bush and Clinton political fortunes came from.
Yep.
And your corporate media, who claim that they are the real news, helped cover it all up and went on the attack on anybody who was getting even anywhere near close to what was going on in MENA. There was another article. Sally Denton and Roger Morris did a very well-researched article for the Washington Post, The Crimes of MENA.
And they spiked it.
And Washington Post managing editor Bob Kaiser, who was a skull and bones brother with President Bush, spiked it without explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the Washington Post lawyers had looked at it, checked all the facts, and said, this is solid. This really happened. They've got the evidence.
Yeah.
And ultimately, Roger Morris and Sally Denton wound up having to sell the story to Penthouse Magazine. Of course, their critics were saying, well, look, if it's published in Penthouse, then it can't possibly be real.
No credibility here.
If it's over what really happened, it can't be real. Only what shows up at the Washington Post is real, including all these Russian stooge independent media.
Yeah. In the article that I was looking at, they used the phrase about Gary Webb's end of life as committed suicide, which I put in quotes. Because Webb did not commit suicide. It was simply the most convenient explanation for his death by those in government who never wanted his Iran-Contra story to get out, even though it was the truth. And it was reported in December of 2004, coroner, Gary Webb's death confirmed as suicide. And the article goes on to state, we're still treating this as very suspicious. They ought to, because
the official story is he committed suicide by shooting himself in the back of the head twice.
Yeah. Now, if there are any forensic coroners out there who can back this up, you know, call into the show and say Claire wanted to talk to me, because I am betting a plug Turkish piaster that none will be able to say that with a straight face.
Well, if they can, then they've got a big future in the corporate media.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know. And so we're supposed to swallow this absolute impossibility that this guy shot himself twice? Mike, that is utter and complete bull biscuits. I'm sorry.
Well,
no
if he
way.
Shot himself in the shoulder, maybe, but we're talking about the back of the head.
There's no way.
Yeah, it simply doesn't happen.
You know, most likely this was an extrajudicial assassination.
It absolutely was. Put a hold on there. We're going to come back to it after these words from our sponsors.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about Gary Webb, who wrote a series of stories for the San Jose Mercury News, laying out the fact that the whole Iran-Contra scandal was not just about gun running down to the Nicaraguan Contras, but also involved the smuggling of tons of cocaine back into the United States of America to pay for it all. And what the Whitewater investigation was all about was a network of banks, land flips, and an Arkansas government office, the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, that acted as the money laundry, where the money would come on in from cash and be laundered around, and then the Arkansas Development Finance Authority would write checks to the companies that were supporting the resupply to the Contras as supposed business development loans that never had to be repaid.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when the Whitewater investigation got too close to the fact that the government was engaged in massive drug running, corrupting our youth and violating its own laws. That's when Ken Starr basically came on out and distracted America with the stained blue dress and Monica Lewinsky and just, forget about government drug running. We have a tawdry little sex scandal. Ooh, look at the blue dress. Pay no attention to all the cocaine pouring into our streets.
Misdirection.
Misdirection.
In magic. Yeah.
And it's important to understand Kenneth Starr got that job because he'd been in early in his career, he'd been the assistant to Ronald Reagan's attorney general, William French Smith, who was the attorney general who changed the rules to allow the Central Intelligence Agency to be involved with drug smugglers without being required to report it to the Drug Enforcement Administration. This, of course, was the CIA's license to smuggle, and they took full advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. They absolutely
and that's
did.
What Gary Webb uncovered, mm-hmm. for which he was killed. And the corporate media, which today insists they're the real news, covered it all up. Oh, yeah. It's a suicide. Yes, he shot himself in the back of the head twice. That's a suicide. If you question that, then obviously you're a Russian stooge and you're trading sloppy wet kisses with Vladimir Putin.
Thank you, I'd like to bop over to...
I'd play chess with him.
He'd
probably clean my clock, but I'd love a chess game with him.
Oh, that would be remarkable to watch. There was an article in The Guardian, and it talked about Chinese factories making some of this year's allegedly must-have Christmas toys.
That include the one that spies on your kids and sends what they say
probably.
To a defense contractor?
But apparently Barbie, Thomas the Tank, and Hot Wheels are made by staff that are working like 11, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, lousy accommodations, lousy situations.
And no pay.
And, almost.
It sounds like What Really Happened .com. Did we move to China? I'm working 12 hours a day and getting no money.
Did we wake up in the wrong country?
I was going to say, Gung Hee Fat Choy and whatever going on.
And I think this is where the American consumer needs to pull back and use a lot of what my late grandfather called horse sense, and not allow themselves and their kids to be propagandized as to what these so-called must-have toys are for this Christmas, when these toys are made through the practice of nearly slave labor conditions.
And all of them are basically package promotions for movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
We were down at the local Toys R Us doing some shopping, and we needed to pick up a couple of Christmas tree ornaments for the tree at Claire's church and whatnot. Everybody pitches in an ornament. And they had a rack of Christmas ornaments. Every single one of them was decorated with a branded character from some movie or TV show.
Yeah.
I searched for half an hour in vain for any ornament that wasn't somebody's advertising. Now, I'm a little picky about Christmas ornaments. Mm-hmm. The rule in our house when we have a Christmas tree, we had one last year, we're not bothering with one this year. But the rule is everything on the tree has to have a meaning for us,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
I do like those Hallmark ornaments. They're really very, very lovely. But after a while, you start realizing, what does this have to do with Christmas? And so we sort of pull back on that. And it was very frustrating to literally not being given the choice of a Christmas ornament that was a Christmas ornament without somebody's advertising plastered all over it.
Yeah, and the issue of propagandizing American families about toys is very clear. Buy the toy, use the product, and you will be happy, as though acquisition and conspicuous consumption is the drug that will get you there. But the problem with this drug, Michael, is it always wears off,
leaving you and
the kids hungry for another fix.
And let's be honest, this is hardly new. Mm-hmm. And in the early days of computer animation, I spent a lot of time with the ad industry, because in the early days of computer animation, only TV commercials had the kind of money it took to pay for it. The dollar per second of runtime of CGI was very expensive. Most people don't realize a lot of money is spent on those commercials. In fact, the budget for a commercial can often be larger than the budget for the entire 30-minute situation comedy around it, because it's that commercial that is the whole point of network TV. And the whole mindset is that you will not value your fellow human being or yourself for your intelligence, your compassion, your education, mm-hmm. Or your altruism. you will value your fellow human being and yourself that you're wearing this year's colors, that you've got this year's clever little gadget, mm-hmm. that you're pouring this year's scent all over your body, that you've got the current hairstyle.
Yep.
And this is deliberately brainwashed, not just into children, mm-hmm. but into everybody, because that generates more money for the fashion and cosmetics industries.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing people, in fact, even dating a woman who literally could not walk out the door without spending half an hour putting all this paint and everything all over her face. And to me, this is exactly the same message as you have in the Middle East, where they wear a veil, that your naked, unadorned face is something shameful not to be shown in public. But of course, here in the enlightened West, if you're doing it with cosmetics that wash off and get thrown down the sink at the end of the day, it generates more profit,
right?
Because a veil can be used day after day after day after day after day. That's mm-hmm. why they're primitive. They haven't successfully commoditized that mindset. My personal view is that everybody is beautiful the way the universe made them. And in point of fact, ladies, I got to share something with you. The more of the paint that you put on your face, the more it will emphasize the wrinkles and imperfections, because you lose the natural translucency of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because I am married to Claire, and I'm not interested in dating any other women, I'm not going to be after your body, I'm not even after your money, I'm going to tell you, you actually look a lot better without all that paint. Okay? And
yeah.
that's just the way I am, which is why I'll never be in the corporate media, because if I'm not out there saying, you're not what you should be, but you can be if you pour this bottle all over your body.
Right, right. And also, if you're looking for maybe alternatives to these products that are made under almost slave labor conditions, if you Google American handmade dolls, you'll be very surprised about what you find. And I think parents need to educate children, especially at Christmas time, about the idea that it's about giving more than it is taking. Share with them good habits, like taking them with when you donate to a local food bank or another charity with which you have a very strong resonance. Because kids who learn to care about others early and how important it is grow up to be adults who understand how to care about each other and act accordingly.
Okay, well, you lead to a very important point we need to make.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump, pardon me, is going to bring the manufacturing back to America, we as American citizens have to buy those manufacturers' products.
I agree.
And so we're going to need to really get into this buy American mindset,
mm-hmm.
And stop rewarding these importers for using virtual slave labor in other countries to make this season's fashion whiz-bang gizmo.
Right.
That you're going to use for 2 years, throw away, because now you've got to upgrade to the next high-tech whiz-bang fashion gizmo, which
yeah.
is already a failing business model in this economy.
Yeah.
But the globalists all want manufacturing here and agricultural there, so we're all dependent on the rest of the world, and that keeps us locked into the globalist system. And one of the good things that happened out of that oil price war with Russia is it forced Russia to start redeveloping its own internal resources and manufacturing and agriculture. And I think that's a good way to go. We need to bring it back here to the United States. But a critical part of that is going to be you, the American people, willing to buy those American products and support these American companies and American workers. And basically tell the big box stores, I don't want to buy anything that's made in another country if there is an American version available. And
right.
you may be asked to pay a few more dollars for it, but if you think about how much good you're going to do for our economy and our workers
mm-hmm.
And reviving America's manufacturing and independence, it's worth the price.
Yeah, and I don't think that self-sufficiency is a dirty word geopolitically. It shouldn't be.
It is to George Soros.
You know, Russia is doing everything it can to be as self-sufficient as it can. It's growing non-GMO food, which people are buying in droves. I remember not too long ago, there was a Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmern where he was in St. Petersburg. And you looked at the produce, and he was sniffing the produce, and you looked at it, and it just looked right. It looked good. It looked tasty. And, you know, I think we need to become self-sufficient in that.
Now, well, I remember when we were back on the mainland
yeah.
and just how amazing the produce section at the supermarkets looked. Here in Hawaii, Everything that comes into the major supermarkets is brought in from other countries in the mainland. Yeah. They all have frequent flyer miles.
Yes.
You know, the broccoli has 2,000 frequent flyer miles. There is produce grown here, but you actually have to go and hunt it down.
Yeah.
Like at the local farmers markets. And we need to start doing that. We need to make the effort to support our American workers and our American farmers to bring back that independence and that self-sufficiency. It's going to take a commitment by all of us, and it's part of what I mean by saying standing shoulder to shoulder with Donald Trump in order to effect this change.
I absolutely agree. There was another article that I found in Blacklisted News that I felt is important to share with our listeners and our readers. And the title is Prop or Not, Not Only Smears Journalists, But Adds Fuel to the Next War. And it talks about people who know a little bit about American history, know that U.S. intelligence services are not above targeting their own citizens for disinformation campaigns, and perhaps employ a cadre of journalists to spread disinformation. Now, this sort of started with the Cold War under a program known as Operation Mockingbird, with which I know, Mike, you're very familiar.
Yes.
The program was supervised at the time by the publisher of the Washington Post, the late Phil Graham, and included about 3,000 writers, editors, and publishers. The net was not just large, but pervasive through the mainstream media. According to Carl Bernstein, it included CBS, Time, New York Times, NBC, the AP, United Press International, Reuters, Hearst, Scripps,
basically,
Howard,
it was all
thing.
The major media yeah. came under CIA control during Operation Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Again, this goes back to how Washington Post managing editor Bob Kaiser spiked mm-hmm. the
Iran-Contra.
Roger Morris and Sally Denton story
yeah.
on how, you know, the Bush and Clinton presidencies had mm-hmm. engaged in drug smuggling as part of covert operations in Central America.
Yeah. And one of the things this reminds me of is if you want to find out which countries the deep state and the U.S. government aches to invade next, take a look at who the prostitutes and correspondents are demonizing. And chances are it's those countries on their war agenda to-do list. Right now, if I were a betting woman, I would bet Russia, China, and Iran are very high up on that list. And Russia and China are in the crosshairs because of their economic growth, making them a threat to the dollar and their evolving weaponry. Iran is in the crosshairs because the U.S. wants to control the oil and the currency in which that oil is sold, and because Israel wants it destroyed, but primarily using American military as a proxy force to do the dirty work. And I think if people look at who is getting demonized, that's a pretty good indication of who the deep state wants to go after next.
Yeah, it is. All of our wars are telegraphed by the corporate media.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Saddam has nuclear weapons. Assad is using sarin gas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and again, nothing new there. Even though Germany literally took out ads in the New York newspapers warning New Yorkers not to take passage on the Lusitania because it was carrying weapons to Great Britain, which made it a legitimate target of war. Those mm-hmm. same newspapers who took the money to run those ads were out there blaring, oh, the Lusitania didn't have any weapons. Germany just killed these innocent passengers. We must go to war. And then, of course, eventually divers got into the cargo holds of the Lusitania. What did they find? Weapons.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So the U.S. government is certainly not above feeding fake news to the lamestream.
I don't think there's anything that this government doesn't feel they have a right to do mm-hmm. If there's a need.
Yeah.
You know, the question isn't what is the government willing to do? The question is really what is this government not willing
to do? I hear you.
Absolutely.
I hear you, yeah.
And which is why I'm very concerned about whether it's in the Black Sea or the Mediterranean, the U.S. sinking one of its own or NATO ships in order to frame Russia.
That is not beyond the realm of possibility.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I'd like to go to an article talking about an ISIS leader getting terminated in Russia. And what they did this with was interesting. It was a killer robot.
Yeah, John in Barbados was telling us about that.
Yeah, yeah. And it was sent to take out an ISIS emir and four other militants in a raid this week designed to stop terrorist attacks in the Republic of Dagestan in Russia. And there's a video showing the killer robot indicating that the mechanical shooter was maneuvered into position and received supporting fire from a special forces unit. Now, this has gone on also in the United States. I think you'll remember back a ways where there was a use of an armed robot in July of this year in Dallas to gun down an armed suspect tied to five fatal police shootings. But I think in both cases, it offers up a question that maybe needs to be answered. And that question is, it appears that this is being used in a domestic environment for extrajudicial assassinations rather than used against a foreign foe. I'd like your feedback on this after the break.
All right, we'll talk about it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our Pau Hana Friday program. And Claire, you said you had something you need to follow up on.
I wanted your feedback on the fact that both U.S. and Russian.
Well, everybody talks about robot warriors, and of course, yeah. James Cameron, I'm sure, is out there saying, "I told you so! I told you so!" with the Terminator movies.
Yeah.
But you're right. What happened on the border with Russia basically amounts to war. These terrorists were trying to sneak in and do. Yeah. Bad things. Mm-hmm. The use of a robot to kill somebody suspected of a crime, and as I recall, it wasn't all that clear how much of a threat this guy represented.
Mm-hmm.
But we are racing, unfortunately, toward this world filled with lethal robots that are basically subject to the same kind of software errors that we see in Windows 10.
Yep.
And we really ought to be concerned. It's one thing when a software error crashes the document you're working on, and quite another when a software error guns your kid down in cold blood.
Yeah.
And I think we ought to be sensitive to that. Before we go back to Claire here, breaking story that I need to mention. Apparently, Rudy Giuliani has come on out and said that he is no longer under consideration for Secretary of State. He will not serve in Trump's White House. Basically, for all effects and purposes, Trump said, "You're fired."
Yeah.
Got a short story for us?
Yes, I do. Apparently, it looks like the president of South Korea is going to be...
He's being impeached.
Is being impeached.
The process is underway, and we need more of that here.
And apparently, at the votes of... at least 200 members of the 300-seat chamber were needed for the motion. And I am hoping that China is very gently talking to North Korea that this would be a double ungood time to uncork on South Korea militarily.
I don't think North Korea is going to do anything. North Korea is responding to constant provocations. But remember the Chiosin, when they claimed that North Korea had torpedoed a South Korean boat?
Yes.
And they dragged up the torpedo and said, see,
and
see.
And it wasn't the right
torpedo.
Yeah, yeah.
And, the goal of the U.S. foreign policy is to start wars, but to make it look like it was the other side's idea. Pearl Harbor, which we just commemorated here a couple of days ago, is an excellent example.
Yeah.
Roosevelt spent all of 1941 provoking Japan and then withheld the knowledge of the approaching strike fleet from General Short and Admiral Kimmel, so it made it look like it was a Japanese surprise attack when it was anything but. Everybody knew it was coming. Winston Churchill knew it was coming, and that's what they're trying to do. They want to make it look like Russia attacks first, or North Korea attacks first, or China attacks first.
Or Iran
attacks first.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's just the way they operate. Anyway, we're coming up here on the end of the program and the weekend, and again, to all of you living in the more northerly parts of the United States of America, or for that matter, the Northern Hemisphere, don't take any chances with this really intense cold that's coming on down. Hypothermia and frostbite can be very, very serious. And
stay home and bundle up.
Even if you think you're used to the cold that you get where you live, you may not be used to what's coming on down.
Yeah.
So there's the music. We're going to get on out of here. Claire and I have got a lot of stuff to do over the next couple of days here. I don't even want to tell you about it. Remember, you are all part of the independent media. Take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. We are literally in a war with the corporate-owned propagandists. We will win, but it's going to be a long fight. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
How you doing? It's Jimmy here from Zipa. Today I wanted to tell you about my efforts to achieve global elimination of snoring. It all starts with respect. Respect for yourself and respect for others. Listen, you think you're being a nice guy or a nice girl by letting a guy or girl next to you sleep and snore every night. It's the ultimate disrespect to have that happen. You wake that person up and you tell them, go to Zipa.com now. ZYPPAH.com. We're not going to tolerate this, all right? Snoring is not okay. Someone next to you is snoring, you tell them to buy a Zipa. ZYPPAH.com. Com. I know that you listen to these snoring things and you're thinking, well, it don't apply to me. I don't have these problems. A lot of people are in denial, but it's true. Listen, if you're snoring, you gotta stop it. What you gotta do is get this fixed. Get a Zyppa and change your life. ZYPPAH.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.